famous in celebrations. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was in Mayapur. Generally that time is the rainy season. So the whole Mayapur was flooded with water. And Maharaj was doing bhajan. But because it's Janmashtami, it is there already today, Janmashtami, we should offer Krishna many milk preparations. Where is it? No arrangement, everything is flooded, nobody can come from the whole area. But somehow we got a sweet or today Janmashtami. How can we celebrate Janmashtami without offering anything? So if you make ki or bad offering, there's the whole you also, is it that I want sense gratification, I want to live in fasting, I'm meditating on to eat these things. But really you're not in that mood, really wanting to do some offerings to Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands his heart. Suddenly, you know, he was in his bhajan and that, suddenly somebody was rowing the flood waters, and somebody came. Some, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired somebody. So some Harinarayan, something is there. He was inspired. He was inspired. I should take for these Prabhus and these devotees who are held up in the flood waters, I should take. Today then must he became determined. And he brought a lot of milk in the boy. And the devotees are surprised, how all this is coming here. That is completely cut off in the end. So Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he did not know. They made a big feast. At this side, big feast. Then after fasting and arti and everything, they made a big feast for him. And then he was shocked to see, I was just thinking, where from this food came, where from all this preparation? They told him what happened. Now he did not feel proud at all. He went to, he prayed, see, unnecessarily I troubled you, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this big flood water, he arranged all this. He was so kind to your devotees to satisfy them. I should not have desired these things. And here you trouble to bring along this. Like that. What is that kheer? Semiya paisam.